Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Great O Antiphons of Advent. Originally written to be chanted before and after the Venite during the service of Vespers for the 7 days immediately preceding Christmas, that would be December 17 through 23rd, they were eventually arranged into a hymn. Though the final antiphon, O Emmanuel, was shifted from the final to the first verse for the purpose of the hymn. The antiphon for today, December 20th, is verse 5 of the hymn and starts with O Key of David. And you can actually see the antiphons on the opposite page from O Come Emmanuel, where the last two verses are. Each of these antiphons is addressed to Jesus, calling him by his various titles. O Wisdom, O Adonai, which is Hebrew for Lord or Master. Root of Jesse, Key of David, Dayspring, King of the Nations, Emmanuel. Now, for the purpose of this sermon, we are going to focus on just a couple of the antiphons, a couple of the verses for the hymn, O Root of Jesse and O Key of David, O Wisdom and O Emmanuel. And so we start off with the first couple antiphons, O Root of Jesse, O Key of David, where the focus is on captivity and release. Now in the Old Testament, the people of God experienced captivity physically on many, many different occasions. They were enslaved in Egypt for 400 years before they ever even saw the Promised Land. They were oppressed by Midian, by Moab, by Ammon, by Philistia, while they were in the Promised Land. They were exiled from the Promised Land into captivity under Assyria and Babylon, and then from Babylon to Persia. Judah remained in captivity for 70 long years until Persia finally freed them, though freedom for them really meant they got to be a province of the Persian Empire. Now, for us ourselves, we are not in that kind of captivity. And yet, we are no less in captivity. There is a greater force which keeps us enthralled, which is sin. Because of our human nature, because of our first parents' fall into sin, we are enslaved in captivity to sin. We can't keep ourselves from sinning. Sin is like an addiction. There's no way for us by ourselves to get around it. Which is what Paul says in Romans chapter 7, I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. This is our lonely captivity. This is our exile, sin. We are, by all rights, destined to exile because of our sins. Our sinful nature is what puts us in this position. In Hosea 13, the prophet quotes God asking, shall I ransom them from the power of Sheol, meaning hell? Shall I redeem them from death? O death, where are your plagues? O Sheol, where is your sting? Compassion is hidden from my eyes. We are in captivity. There is nothing we can do. And yet, God promises to do something about our exile. In Isaiah 59, the prophet says, a redeemer will come to Zion, to those in Jacob who turn from transgression. We need God to be the one who rescues us from the darkness and death which surround us. And this is where the third antiphon that we're looking at today comes into play. Jesus as the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God is, of course, Jesus. And that is not figurative. When we look in the book of Proverbs, wisdom is another term used for Jesus. Proverbs 1, verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, the beginning of wisdom. According to Proverbs 8, wisdom was present with God at the creation of the world and helped him in the creation of the world. It was from the beginning of creation that God, in his wisdom, set up his plan for salvation. And that plan was to become man. Now that plan sounds foolish to us, and yet it was the only way. In 1 Corinthians 1, of course, it says, the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, and yet to we who are being saved, it is the power of God, it is the wisdom of God, God becoming man, God going to the cross. He had to give himself as a ransom for all, even though it makes no sense to us. It seems utterly nonsensical, but in his divine wisdom, God took on human form. And that is what Emmanuel means in Hebrew, Emmanuel, God with us. God promised many years ago to send Emmanuel, meaning God with us, in the time of Isaiah, 900 years before Christ. He said, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. And sure enough, that is what happens. Mary conceives and gives birth to a child and she is virgin. In Isaiah 11, God again promises, there shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist and faithfulness the belt of his loins. God would come down, take on human form, and judge the peoples, not by our own actions, but by his righteousness. Again in Isaiah chapter 59, a redeemer will come forth to Zion, to those in Jacob who turn from transgression. Our Redeemer is coming, and our Redeemer is God with us. God was truly with us when Jesus was born. When the angel appeared to Mary, he said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, the power of the Most High will overshadow you, the child to be born will be called holy, he will be the Son of God. And that is not figurative language, that is the truth. Jesus, the Son of God, is Emmanuel, God with us. His name Jesus means he will save us from our sins. Jesus was born to be the ruler of the house of Israel, to be the key that would unlock any door. Jesus was born to be the king of the nations and rule over both the Jews and the Gentiles in his kingdom. And Jesus, the morning star, the light which shines into our sin-darkened world and purifies it with his holy rays. In the wisdom of God, he was born in a stable, Emmanuel, God with us, to dwell among men and bring God's truth to life. He did all this to free us from our captivity to sin, to deliver us out of our slavery, defeating our enemy for all time. It is this which we celebrate this week. Jesus Christ became man so that man might be freed to serve God. Alleluia. Praise God. Now may the peace that passes all understanding keep and guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord to life everlasting. Amen.